Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You're listening to Undertow, Simpson Falls.
That night, I dreamed of her again. The same dream that's haunted me nearly every night since it happened. It plays back like clockwork. It's the end of August. We sneak out of the house and head to Ricky's. We decide to take the shortcut across the dam.
Melissa, slow down!
Come on, Tony, don't be scared. It's slippery.
Just watch your step. You've done this 100 times. Up here. Tony!
Okay.
We passed 3 no trespassing signs to get to where we were. It felt like the edge of the world.
Wow, it's amazing tonight.
Told you, and you know what? The best view's over here. Over the edge.
Watch out!
Come on, Tony, it's just water. Don't be such a scaredy.
Melissa!
What the? A brick? The fuck?
Flatlanders!
Hey! Hey, get back here, you stupid shit! Hey, you want your brick back? Here you go! I got more where that came from.
I'm gonna tell my dad. He's gonna kill you.
Yeah, you do that.
This guy's fucking nuts, man. Let's get out of here.
What the hell was that?
Goddamn shit for brain, stupid little turds. I'll kill him if I get my
Hey, Tony. Whoa, you okay?
They attacked Ricky's house. You see that? Smashed the front window.
Yeah, I see what happened, Tony. A teenager decided to screw with us, and you tried to kill him with a brick.
It barely hit him.
The curse of the Massachusetts plates, am I right?
Can't believe it. This is my town. I grew up here. And now they're... Damn it!
Tony! God, chill out, man. You're worried about a brick, so you go punching the cabin? Relax, okay? Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. I'm relaxed. It's fine.
Okay. All right, I'll get you a bandage. You won't be writing much of a story if you break your hand.
You okay? I heard a commotion.
We're fine, thanks. Can't say the same for your front window, though.
Sorry about that. I should have warned you it's not your fault. They're mad at me.
Why?
Because I'm still here.
I didn't get to sleep again that night. I spent a long time on the porch, staring at the river, thinking about what it was like as kids. The memories were like water percolating up through a membrane. There were the happy ones.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna do it!
Tony, no!
Watch me!
Cannonball!
Are you okay, man? It's gotta be freezing.
No, it's that bad. Come on, guys.
Nah, I'm good.
Same here.
All right. I wish summer could go on forever.
Totally.
I can't believe you'll both be in high school next year, and I'm still stuck in the eighth grade.
It's okay, Tony. We'll still hang out.
Definitely.
Come on, guys. One more game of Marco Polo.
Okay, fine.
Really?
As if you don't want to see me in a bikini.
Won't refuse.
Last one in's rotten egg.
All right.
We gotta go. It's dinner time.
Catch you later.
Sure, of course.
We'll come back after dinner.
You better, or I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Beautiful bird.
Huh?
The great blue heron. Sorry, didn't mean to spook you.
It's okay. Is that coffee?
Yes. Good stuff. Wanna smoke?
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time doing just what you're doing. Staring at the river. So many memories.
I've done my best to forget them.
Sorry you guys moved away. We broke up the band.
What are you even talking about? Do you remember what happened?
I remember we used to be like this. Then we weren't anymore. Remember that old oak tree? That's where we had the rope swing.
How about we talk about my story?
What about it?
My partner wanted to stay here because you're the only holdout from Malleus's acquisition of this block of the river.
Yeah?
And I heard they were offering well above market price.
So?
Don't you want to get out of here? Live somewhere else? Stare at a different river?
Not really.
I would have taken the money.
Those who did. I don't hold it against them. Just, their money's not for me.
They'll win in the end. I've covered this kind of story before. They tried to play nice, made you an offer, you couldn't refuse. Now they've got teenage goons coming after you. What'll be next?
I'm not afraid of them.
Maybe you should be.
I did 2 tours in Afghanistan. I'm not afraid of those guys.
Oh. Hey, maybe you can help me. What do you make of these?
Blank dog tags. Where'd you get these?
I got them from a stranger. Mean anything to you?
Not without a name on them, no. If they belong to anyone, they'd want them back. I keep mine on my neck at all times. Remind me where I've been.
All right. You gonna call the police about what happened last night?
The police aren't on my side.
Yeah, got it. Jesus, I can't believe I'm back here. Over there. That's where the dam used to be.
Yeah. Tore it down a few years ago. Glad to see it go. It was dangerous. Teenagers would play on it. And...
is there a hole in your memory, Ricky? Melissa drowned. We were out crossing that dam and the water took her. Never found the body. And it was like poof. My family never talked about it. We moved away from town and she was like a ghost. It's like she just never was.
She died?
Let's go back to not talking about her.
Maybe you should talk to your parents? Figure out what happened?
Dad's dead. My mom and I aren't exactly on speaking terms.
Maybe the right time will come up.
Maybe.
Tony? You got any idea where to find coffee around this place?
You two, thing?
Yeah, we're co-workers.
I got something for you. Be right back.
Ricky leaves, and I see the heron there, waist deep in the water, eyes on the hunt. It really is a beautiful bird.
Coffee. Tell me there is coffee in here.
Yeah, left cupboard. There's a plastic tub of Folgers.
Oh, God help me. You know, I'm waking up to the unfortunate realization that last night's encounter with the local welcoming committee was not, in fact, a bad dream.
Sadly, no.
Tony, you look like shit.
Thanks.
Did you sleep at all? No, obviously not. You gonna go to a press conference like that?
I'll take a shower.
You look like you were on an all-night bender.
I couldn't get back to sleep.
Clearly. Right, well, at least a shave? We've got a de facto city slicker impression to keep up.
Oh, will do. Appearances are important.
We'll need directions to get into town. Maybe we can ask your friend Ricky?
He's not my friend.
Well, speak of the devil.
Hey.
Breakfast. Bacon and eggs for my old friend, and huevos rancheros for the lady.
Wow. You cooked for us?
Not every day you get a visit from a long-lost friend.
Oh my God, this is delicious! And it's spicy! Oh God, I thought hot sauce was illegal this far north.
That's my own. Friend of mine grows jalapenos.
Well, thank that friend of yours for me.
Coffee? Tell me Tony didn't let you break into the Folgers.
He did, and yes.
I didn't know this was a full-service joint.
Here you go. It used to be a great little coffee shop downtown. It's a little burned. Now I order and roast my own beans.
Wow. This was really kind, Ricky. You didn't have to cook for us.
Standing up to power is best done on a full belly.
Is that what you think we're doing?
Well, I mean, you're here. The woman whose portraits of missing activists in Honduras sparked a global movement?
Yeah, if only we succeeded.
Don't sell yourself short. And you, Tony, your coverage of the politics of the natural gas pipeline changed everything for the local community.
You followed that?
Of course I did. My famous reporter friend, when I'm just stuck in this town living in my mom's house, makes me feel famous by proxy.
Thanks, I guess.
I hope you dig into these Malleus guys. Give them all you got. No one around here asks them the hard questions. They only ask if the checks will clear.
Well, from the reports, it looks like you've made your stance clear to the town government already.
They say I'm being difficult. If you'd like, I'd be happy to show you some of the things I've dug up from Town Hall. There are permits that are suspect, private meetings with no minutes, contributions to town coffers that aren't traceable.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we'll be in touch if we want to talk in an official capacity, Ricky.
Okay. Well, sorry for overstepping.
No problem. Thanks for breakfast. Hey, can you give us directions to town?
Sure.
Great. We have a press conference to get to. Don't we, Tony?
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
So, Tony.
Yeah?
What exactly did you talk to Ricky about?
Just what you said. How he might be an interesting source.
Right. But I carefully avoided making promises to him. Now he seems to think he's the central part of our story.
Isn't he? The last holdout against a big real estate acquisition, now being harassed by teenagers. Too scared to call the police.
Maybe. But he also might have a grudge against Malleus.
Look, it was your idea to stay there.
I didn't know he was a friend of yours. And I figured that even if he was, you'd know to keep your mouth shut and not talk to a source while strung out from lack of sleep. That's just not good journalism, Tony.
Yeah, you're kind of overreacting here.
Okay, Tony, listen close. We're only discussing this once. We are partners, okay? Yes, I'm snapping photos and you're writing words, but both our names go on the finished work. You talk to me about things. You understand?
Okay. I hear you.
Good. Because there's our turn.
Water Street.
Extremely original. Well, quite a turnout for a Saturday morning. You sure this isn't the unemployment line?
This hospital is the future of the town, from what I'm hearing.
Let's go do our thing. Lockstep. You hear me?
Got it, partner. Hi.
You must be from the Boston Circle.
That's us.
What an honor to have you here. Here are your press passes. Martin Ducharme, head selectman, is about to speak.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out today. Who would think, 2 years ago, when this town was suffering an inconceivable tragedy, that we'd be gathered here talking about the greatest economic opportunity to reach Simpson Falls since the great paper boom 100 years ago, huh?
Simpson Falls proud!
Simpson Falls proud!
That is exactly what we're doing, thanks to the Malleus Corporation. It's my great honor to introduce to you today the Malleus Corporation's Senior Director of Community Relations, Cynthia Lyman.
Good morning, fine folks of Simpson Falls. As my friend Marty just said, we at Malleus Corp were absolutely heartbroken when we learned about the tragedy that befell your community 2 years ago, with the destruction of your local hospital and its horrific loss of life and property, which, for the record, was never proven to have been caused by equipment failure. The most likely cause of the tragedy remains simple human error. To err is human, is it not? I am proud to be part of this amazing team. We have our medical unit, headed by Drs. Leopold, Hu, and Varma, And our community relations unit, of which I am the head, but I would be nothing without my assistants, Tanya Northam, Jorge Schmitz, and Agla Salt. With our brilliant vision, we're determined that you'll see Simpson Falls rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Simpson Falls proud!
Sounds like she's running for public office. Excuse me.
Yes, sir, there will be questions in a moment.
What exactly do you do here?
Tanya has informational packets at the front. You should have received them when you...
Heart surgeries, brain transplants, robotic limbs?
The exact services of this facility are proprietary information.
But what if I was a customer, huh? How would I know to come here?
If you were among our target demographic, you would know. Next question. Yes, Penobscot Valley Herald.
Is it true you have a squash court in the building?
As a matter of fact, we do. And two indoor swimming pools. There is a third outdoor swimming pool and a recreation area, which we have set aside for use by the local community as a small token of gratitude for hosting us in your fine town. We will be touring that facility shortly. Now, shall we?
Did you get a photo of her when I asked that question?
Sure did. Made a face like you pissed in her Cheerios.
I'm sorry, sir. You won't be able to go on the tour.
But I have a press pass. We drove up from Boston.
We're at capacity.
There's only 10 people.
And that's capacity.
Hey, Mr. Ducharme.
Stop it.
And then... they threw her in as a bonus!
Mr. Sharp!
Hey, you don't know her. There might be teeth down there.
Hey, Mr. Ducharme. Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry, didn't see you approaching. Aren't you going on the tour?
I've seen a swimming pool before. I was hoping to get your take on a local perspective as head select person.
Select man.
Okay.
I think Cynthia said it best. This is Simpson Falls. And this hospital is us as the phoenix rising from the ashes. Right?
Even if it means forcing people off their land?
No one's been forced off their land.
We know there's a holdout landowner who refuses to sell his property, who's now being harassed.
Ugh, who told you that? Ricky? That guy wants nothing but trouble.
My understanding is he just wants to be left alone.
Well, of course he'd tell you that. He's been made a very generous offer. He's only staying out there to be stubborn and cause trouble.
Can I quote you as saying that?
Okay. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
I'm a reporter. This is public property.
Oh. Well, we sold this block to the Malleus Corp.
You sold the sidewalk to them too?
Stop harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. I'm just asking some basic questions. What public process was there to build a new $200
million
facility on the site of a demolished hospital? Why is the facility private and so secretive it won't even reveal what services it offers? Where are local residents expected to go for basic medical services?
Warren!
Yeah?
Can you, help excuse this gentleman from the premises?
Yeah?
You don't need to get agitated.
I'm not agitated.
Gotcha.
What the hell is that?
My partner.
Get your goddamn camera out of here.
This is a press conference. We're allowed to be here.
I didn't authorize this interview, bub. I better not see any of this shit in the paper.
Look who it is. The reporters from the fancy paper. You making trouble in my town?
We have a right to be here.
Not here, you don't. This is private property.
Then why the hell is the county sheriff harassing reporters? Shouldn't they have their own security?
Neither of us want you going to county. Can we agree on that?
You're kidding me.
I'm not. Get moving, kid. Okay! You can't take pictures, lady.
Well, can't I? Like Tony says, we got rights.
All right. County it is.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Edwin! Help me with these two.
Let me see your hands.
This is a violation of our rights, Edwin. Do you even have jurisdiction here?
How tight do you want the cuffs?
I just want to know if you have jurisdiction.
Very tight. Got it.
Hey!
Get off of me! Boss. Hey, this is a violation!
Oh,
we have rights
bullshit.
Here! I want my lawyer.
Your belongings, Mr. Baxter. I hope we don't have to see you again.
Thanks. Yeah, I look forward to reviewing you on TripAdvisor. County Jail, 1 star. Do not recommend.
Mr. Baxter, Cynthia Lyman, Malleus Corp. I am so sorry for that unpleasant experience.
Are you now?
The town is very sensitive to criticism. We've tried to help them steer all communications through us.
As you may recall, I was not invited on your tour of the local swimming pool.
You are looking for something that's not here.
No, is that right? How would you know?
I have someone I'd like you to meet. Our director of medical, Dr. Baz Leopold.
Will he be as evasive as you?
I told him to grant you an honest interview.
Why?
Because it won't help us to have the Boston Circle reporting on police brutality before we launch.
You can't bury that story. Sonya won't allow it.
Trust me. I think you'll find what Dr. Leopold has to say truly compelling.
Okay.
So you'll do it?
Sure.
Come by this afternoon. Text this number when you get to the front.
Hey, you don't get to control the story.
I never do. I just direct people to discover what they find most interesting. Talk to you later, Tony!
Well, that was fucking bullshit.
Shh, my thoughts exactly.
I have been arrested exactly twice on assignment, and the first time was in a war zone. Ready to file this story and burn this podunk town to the ground?
Nah, not yet. I have an interview with Malleus's head of medical this afternoon.
Tell me you're kidding me.
I'm not. There's more of a story here.
We've got plenty of material, including a potential lawsuit. You think they have more to add?
Don't you want to know what goes on behind those walls? Huh?
Maybe a little.
Besides, I thought you were going on that tour.
On a what tour? Oh, shit! The Dark Tome conspiracy thing. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. It'll be okay, Sonya. We know not to fuck with the sheriff, but let's get a little more information before we blow town. Maybe I'll learn something big related to the parent company or something.
Why? You want to go after a Pulitzer?
You don't?
I know what it can cost to go after those kinds of stories. It's a high price.
This is our chance for a break, Sonya. To get our names back out there. You want that too, don't you?
All right. I'm trusting you here, got me? You get me killed and my ghost is gonna come back and kick your ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Got it.
It's a 10-minute drive from county jail back to the new hospital. But they may as well belong in two different worlds.
Pick me up in an hour.
No can do, buddy. The tour won't get back till 3.
The tour passes by here, right? Pick me up then.
All right. Don't get yourself arrested if you can avoid it.
You too.
Be good, Tony. Hey, tell them their visitors bureau needs work.
If this building was in Boston's medical district, it would have been invisible. Just one more tall mirror glass symbol of modernity. Here, it was a clash. The wasted brick and mortar ashes of Main Street and this pillar to a future that would never come to this town. At least, not without its reasons. Reasons I desperately wanted to know.
So, that number.
Okay, well, in we go. Hello?
Mr. Baxter, I understand you've been granted Tier 2.
Sure.
Follow me.
Oh, what's all this?
This isn't a tour. I can't answer questions.
Looks more like a mall food court than a hospital cafeteria.
That's for our staff. The clients get a bespoke dining experience.
Oh, okay. Because I'm dying for a hamburger.
Please keep up, Mr. Baxter.
So how'd you get a place like this built in a year?
It was 18 months.
Including tear down of the old place? Given this is on the river, there's permitting, environmental inspection.
Please refrain from asking such impolite questions to Dr. Leopold.
Oh, wouldn't dream of it.
Our operation is extremely efficient.
Hey, nice view of the river up here. And shit, I bet you can see Ricky Hill's place.
Please be respectful of Dr. Leopold's time. Also, recall, you are on private property, and we do employ our own security personnel and will enforce security for our facility as required.
Is that a threat?
An invitation to remember that you are a guest. Here. Dr. Leopold, it's the reporter.
Very good. Take a seat.
I don't mind standing.
Suit yourself. You can leave, Tanya.
By yourself, sir?
I've got it.
Very well.
Are you sure you don't want to sit down?
I was shoved in the back of a police cruiser for more than an hour today. Feels nice to stretch my legs.
Brutish, aren't they? The locals.
I get the feeling there's something here they don't want the world knowing about.
That couldn't be more untrue. What we offer is beyond imagination.
So how about enlightening me?
This might be easier as a show-don't-tell moment.
What does that mean?
Here. I took the liberty of having our team run a sample on you.
You what?
Just take a look.
What the hell is this?
We were in touch with Dr. Thompson's office.
My psychiatrist?
Who provided enough background information that we were able to run a simulation using our proprietary technology.
You ran a test on me without asking.
Well, you signed a data sharing agreement when you agreed to services with Dr. Thompson. His office is a partner with the Malleus Group.
If the public learns of this...
Stop, Tony. Now take a deep breath.
You violated my privacy.
Only because we want to help you.
It's bullshit.
Oh, I assure you, it's not. Now look at that report again.
It's not possible.
Well, except that it is. All things are possible. Somewhere. In some version of reality.
Who put you up to this? Who are you?
Well, you wanted to know what we do here, so I'm answering your question. We offer you the ability to settle that nagging feeling within you. The sense that something is lost. That something, someone, is missing. You only feel that way because of limitations of biology. But our technology overcomes biology. Now, what's missing can be found. So, the question I pose to you is, do you want to bring Melissa back?
You can't bring back the dead.
No. That would be science fiction. Now, we're talking about revisiting a moment in your life where things forked. It's destroyed you.
You don't know me.
Oh, we have records. The depression, the alcohol, the broken relationships. It all stems back to that night, doesn't it? Now, what if we could bring you back there? What if you could make another choice?
You're crazy.
What if we weren't? Surely you get a sense that there's more possible than your human perceptions would have you believe. Now, what if I told you that we mastered it? That we had a machine here that could send you between worlds and timelines and potentialities? Now, would you at least listen to what I had to say?
I guess I can give you that much.
Good, Mr. Baxter. Because we are going to help you rewrite the story of your life.
You've been listening to Simpson Falls, an original story for audio by Fred Greenhalgh. Written by Fred Greenhalgh and Greg Tulinen. Story by Fred Greenhalgh, William DeFries, Barry Dodd, and Greg Tulinen. Based on The Dark Tome, created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Story consulting by Christopher Reynaga and Marguerite Croft. Sensitivity consulting by Molly and Dana. Simpson Falls features the talents of Tony Aiden Vaux as Tony Baxter, Stephanie Diaz as Sonia Proud, Jason Grazel as Ricky Hill and X in human form, Colleen A. Madden as Melissa, Anna Carvalho as Maria, Herbie Madden as young Tony, Vivian Madden as young Melissa, Denise Poirier as receptionist, dispatcher, and Roberta, Graham Rowett as Edwin, guard, and drunk, Holly Adams as Tanya and waitress, Kim Gordon as Cynthia, Lisa Stathopoulos as Maynard Mom and Jackie, Lucas Kroll as Kid Ricky, Maya Kolaski as Skeptical Teen, Moira Driscoll as Nurse Cody in Psychologist's Office, Nathan Dana Aldrich as Marty, Ned Donovan as Billy the Clown, Paul Belfoyle as Bartender, Local Man and Reporter, Peter Burkrot as Sheriff Warren, P.G. Oakland as Scott, Manager and Town Assessor, Ray Porter as Digby, Wendy Tremont King as Madge, Richard Fish as DJ, Richard McGonagall as Dr. Leopold, Sam Mowry as Leech Monster, Monster X, and Trucker, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and William Steele as Psychologist. Additional voices by the cast. The Dark Tome was directed and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Dialogue editing and sound design by Jason DeWald of Audio Evolutions, audioevolutions.net. Additional sound by Mind's Eye Productions. Final mix by Fred Greenhalgh. Original score by Hubert Campbell. Theme song, Here, My Friend, Your Future, by Frank Schulmeier. The Dark Tome Undertow was produced from lockdown with distributed performers across continental North America in locations traditionally stewarded by numerous indigenous tribes. The home base of Dagaz Media is in York County, Maine, ancestral land of the Wabanaki Confederacy. The fictionalized location of Simpson Falls is inspired by the Penobscot County region of Maine, the ancestral lands of the Penobscot Nation, the oldest continuous government in the world. Special thanks to Christopher Reynaga and the Point Mystic podcast, pointmystic.org, as well as Emily Burnham and Mary San Giovanni. Simpson Falls is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.